The first question is from Brother Ali, and he's asking a question about adoption. Now, where does adoption fit into Islam? Are we allowed to adopt in Islam, Shaykh?
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyihi wa mustafah, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma amma ba'd. Adoption is not only allowed, it's actually recommended in Islam, in the Islamic understanding, of course. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement once in a hadith, and he said that while pointing by his index and middle fingers together, أَنَا وَكَافِلُ الْيَتِيمِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ كَهَتَيْنِ. Me and the one who sponsors and takes care of an orphan in paradise like these two, that close. And that indicates the closeness and the nearness between Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise and the person who sponsors an orphan and adopts an orphan. Of course, we have to elaborate on the Islamic understanding of adoption. That you may sponsor an orphan, a boy or a girl, and take care of them, spend from your own wealth and treat them as your own children, with the exception of one thing, that they should not bear your last name. So they are your adopted kids, but they are not your sons nor daughters. The Quran teaches us, as we have handled this repeatedly before, as far as taking the last name of anybody else. أُدْعُوهُمْ لِآبَائِهِمْ. Ascribe them to their real parents. That is more just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't know their parents, then they are your brothers and your awliya, or your servants, but not your sons. Your real sons are those whom you were a reason for their birth. So this is a very important thing. The second thing is, adoption in Islam does not make the lawful unlawful, nor vice versa. By the meaning that my adopted son, which I adopted as an orphan since the childhood, if there was no other reason such as kinship, relationship of mahramiyya, that person, whenever he grows up, he may marry my own daughter, because he's not my real son. Except if my wife breastfeeds that child, if he is under 2 years old, or within the breastfeeding period of time. If that happens, then he becomes my son due to suckling, or she becomes my daughter due to suckling. That also indicates that if the son or daughter, or the boy or girl whom I adopted at a young age, they reach the puberty age, if it is a girl, she must put the hijab before me, because she is totally stranger to me. Even though I adopted her, I raised her, she grew up in my house, but she is not my real daughter. Same thing with the son, before my wife, if she did not breastfeed him, and if he does not have any relationship of mahramiyya, originally to my family, then he is completely stranger to my wife. That whenever he reaches the puberty age, whenever he recognizes the difference between the man and a woman, my wife is supposed to keep the hijab on before him, and he should not remain in the same house alone with her. It's not a matter of trust or lack of trust, it's a matter of tashri'ah. This is a divine law. So if we keep all of that in mind, it is highly recommended to sponsor an orphan, to take care of them until they reach the puberty age and until even they get married. The Quran informed us that if a person raised a girl and he's interested in marrying her, he adopted her as an orphan until she grew up, she reached the puberty age, and now he's interested in marrying her, that's permissible. But if he treats her like any other girl, by paying her full due rights of the dowry, etc., like any woman in her level,